host, back on the Boss Man Show with Tiffany Collier, the Taste of Tiffany, catering out of Dallas, Texas. You doing her thing out there in the Metroplex. Tiffany, what's up with you? How you doing?
I'm good. Good to be here.
Yes, yes, yes. Tell me about your passion for cooking and catering and meal prep. What kind of got you started in this path you're on right now?
So I've always been a person that cooked. I always bring stuff to my friends and family events because I always want something that I'm going to like. So at least I know, okay, that dish I made, so it's good. And then from there, it just went from there. About 3 years ago, people started wanting to pay for it. So that's what brought out Taste of Tiffany, or Chef Coke Bottle, as everybody knows.
So, okay, how'd you get that name? It's an interesting name.
I've been Coke Bottle forever, just because of the shape of my shape. But,
okay. How did I miss that? See, I seriously missed it. I'm like, hey, Chef Coke Bottle. I was trying to figure it. See, that's I'm so locked in on the business. I didn't even think about the other part of the equation. See, yeah. I kind of feel messed up that I missed that whole part of the equation. I also focused on the business. I missed out on the other part. Yeah. I messed up on that, but it's all good. Now I know.
Now you know where the Coke bottle came from. So, yes. So they just completely took out Tiffany, even though I started as Taste of Tiffany, but everybody know me as Chef Coke Bottle, so I rock with it.
No doubt. So for as your business, so did you start like in your house, or was like you had a food truck or a spot? So tell us, how did it get going like that?
I still, to this day, I do most of my cooking at home. Every now and then I'll have like a club having an event that they'll have me come and do a day at a night or whatever at their club. I've been on a food truck. I haven't gotten my own food truck yet, but I look forward to it. So yeah, I'm still at the house doing my cooking till I get my food truck.
I hear that. I can only imagine, like, you know, I remember the humble beginnings of my business when I was late night graveyard shift, 2 to 6 a.m.
Yes.
Nobody listening to me but the truckers.
Right. Right.
You know.
Yes.
Having to have, you know, covering games in the evening, taking a mini nap.
Right.
And hopefully I don't oversleep so I don't miss to be on the air in my time. So trust and believe. Yes. I understand humble beginnings of having to, you know, do that. But thing about it is you built the brand from being in your house.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you doing it, you know, because like I see what your dishes look like. Now, I will honestly tell you, I'm a picky eater.
Yes. Okay.
So some things I'm like, I don't know if I would like it at night. It looks good. Right. Because I'm a very picky eater. When I find something I like, I go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know my way of eating is very picky.
Right.
So how do you cook for some people like myself who are very picky and not one of those I'll try anything kind of people?
Well, I mean, I have some picky people, even with meal preps, they're picky. So they just basically tell me what they like. Even if, like, I have one person, even if she sees the minced garlic on her, she's like, what is that white stuff? Or the salmon skin? She's like, why is that on there? I'm like, it's just the skin from the salmon. It's okay. Just, you're not going to have to eat it. So I just basically go from what they like. I don't force them to be like, no, just try it. I mean, I ask them a couple of times, but if they don't, you know, but most of the times I get pretty good feedback if I do say, hey, just try it and see if you like it or not. Even if they're picky, I'll try to maybe take some of the toppings away that may scare them off. So, you know, I just try to do it like that.
Oh, Dad, I feel you. Now, tell me about the meal prep part of it. That's got to be kind of interesting. Now, is the meal prep for different people? Is it kind of, you kind of personalize to each person's taste, or it's kind of, you have a general meal prep plan?
I have a weekly meal prep plan. I put it out on Wednesdays on all my social media, and they pretty much build their own meals. They'll say, hey, these are the proteins I want, freestyle it for the sides and the carbs. So I just go off of that. They pick their own, put their own meals together, tell me how many of each, and Sunday they're ready to pick it up.
Oh, okay. So I'm assuming your weekends are very filled with a lot of cooking, right? And events, probably.
Yes. My weekends are my most busiest, whether it's parties or meal preps. Meal preps take pretty much half your day. So depending on how many people.
I feel that. I can only imagine. Because see, like, I'll be honest with Tiffany, my stove is just an oversized clock. It's a very expensive clock I have.
That's funny.
I'm no cooker. You know what right. I'm saying? Hey, brother, ain't got no kids, ain't got no woman. I'm out here takeout every day.
Yes. I have guys that are like that. They bachelors, they single guys, and they're at the home. They like, please, I don't even care. It don't even have to be healthy. Just make me 10, 12 meals. So just to get them through, I'll make it as healthy as possible. But some of them, it'll just be some good home cooked meals.
Yeah, it's funny. I said, do you use your stove? Nah, it's what I use for as a top to put my takeout on top of. That's what it's there for, to hold my takeout.
No.
I can't remember last time I turned on my stove, okay? I can't remember last time.
Oh, that's no good.
I can't remember last. I don't know if my elements even work. I don't know.
Well, book me to Private Chef and I'll come check it out.
In Atlanta.
Okay. Yes.
I'll make sure that happens. You have my actual real phone number.
Yes. And I'm going to sure stop by and cook you a meal.
I so need it. And now you got this TikTok. I saw your TikTok. You big on TikTok now. I ain't going to lie. I don't understand TikTok. You know, I'm kind of old school. I'm Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, old school. Right. I haven't quite gotten into the TikTok and Snapchats. I haven't got that part of my journey yet. But you seem to be got to master it. So tell me about your new TikTok fame you got here, Miss Chef Coke Bottle, which I was messed up. I didn't realize what the name was for still. It still got me unbalanced right there. It messed me up.
I'm sorry. Well, TikTok, I don't know how it happened. Well, I do know how it happened. I started getting on TikTok and just doing some of the stuff that I saw a lot on Instagram. So I finally had made me one and was on there or whatever. Didn't know people was like monetizing off of it or anything, but I had did one here this summer, one video that just went crazy. So now it's just like, TikTok was like, hey, you want to start making money off of it? Join, fill out the application or whatever. So, and it's just been going crazy from there. And they're just kind of flooding over to my Instagram. And that's just really boosting my brand, even my chef brand.
Because now I'm getting
people from everywhere.
No doubt. You kind of mentioned being a private chef. Now, that has to be interesting. Mm-hmm. So how was the private chef? Because you got the meal prep, the actual catering, and the private chef. You got the triumvirate, the triumvirate of the cooking business. Tell me about the private chef.
Everything food.
Everything food. Tell me about that private chef part of the piece of the equation.
Yes. I had a homegirl one day a couple years ago who was like, Coke, can you come and cook for me and my man, for Valentine's? And I'm like, okay, cool. She said, I'll pay you, She said, but I don't want you to bring the food. I want you to come and cook it here. And I'm like, okay. But she always has the craziest ideas. So I was like, okay, cool. So I did it. And she kind of posted it. She loved it. And I was like, hey, this kind of fun, come and actually cook it there and get to serve them or whatever. So She was like, put on a little dress and come over and cook it. So she always say, so it's still to this day, like for different events, like if she having people over, she'll be like, Coke, I need you to come and she said, put the outfit on it and come cook for us or whatever. So now other people are starting to catch on and they'll have me to come and cook for them and their spouse, or I did a brunch, or it was some Omegas that I cooked for. I cooked all weekend for them. They were in town. I was in Atlanta a few weeks ago. I actually did a private chef event there. Somebody booked me to fly me there. So it's been pretty good. The private chef, they like it. They like to sit there and watch me cook.
I've been to that hibachi grill place. It didn't really move me to cook. I'm like, I just want to eat the food.
Come on with the little onion volcano.
Yeah, like, you know, like I eat just to survive. I'm not like a foodie. Like I got a one homeboy. He a foodie. I'm like, bro, I don't know what you're talking about, bro. Like, I'm hungry. I'm gonna get what I want. I'm gonna get it and be done with it, right?
Like, you ain't gotta play with it. You ain't gotta.
Yeah, like, no. And see, I tend to eat my food fast. I don't savor the food. I'm a tad. Look, I'm gonna eat my food, get back to what I was doing, whoop-de-woo, because I'll be so busy. Like in my media world, I have to eat and be and get to my next interview or whatever. Exactly. I ain't got time to be like sitting around, dilly-dallying around. Now, if it's nighttime or something, mm-hmm. I can slow down just a bit. And look. I would say is I am sick of Chick-fil-A boxes for media. Can we quit having Chick-fil-A boxes? I'm tired of that damn sandwich and cookie and chips. I'm tired of them damn boxes.
Right. Can somebody come in with some nice cooked something?
Saturday, they had, I don't know, two dark hot dogs I wouldn't eat. But Tostito chips. And popcorn and something. Now it's still to me COVID. I don't know about to eat no open hot dog and chip and popcorn buffet on some with some.
Right.
What's them soft cookies? The grandmama or something?
Oh yeah.
The soft cookies. I'm like, mm-hmm. What in the bloody hell is this?
I don't want it.
I'd rather not eat. And then eat this.
Right.
I'm gonna drink some bottle of water. Pray to God it's getting done. Go to overtime. Let me get out of here. Cause I'm like, if you saw them, what the media is fed, you'd be like, now, in my business, Tiffany, I will tell you this: a lot of people in my business are fat because it's all you can eat.
Mm, okay.
Sitting on their butts the whole time, and they just on five.
Walking by, getting it.
I'm on my feet. So I ain't gonna go down a path. But
right.
Then we got some people who take these damn boxes to go home. We're like, you take these boxes to go home with you?
No, I don't want to see this stuff after I leave here.
The same Chick-fil-A boxes that you eat every damn day? I'm just saying.
That's funny.
Yes, that's the life of a media member. You get forced to eat slop.
Right.
We don't feed them slop. Forget them. They ain't free. Just feed them slop.
I have a cousin who, she does media for the Mavericks here. So I get it. But she's a fitness person, so I'm pretty sure she just overlooked.
Oh, she ain't eating that stuff.
She's a trainer, so she like...
Nah,
she not going.
They need to get the trainer for you media people. Lord, I mean the chairs for them. Some people, how y'all fit on the chair?
Right.
Hey, how the hell are you typing a story? Don't lie. So we're on Zoom a lot. There's some people who be eating chips and chewing food, asking questions same damn time.
Ooh, I can't stand when
the media Zooms are very entertaining. you will see people I ain't never seen before. Like, really, y'all this nasty,
right?
You know, I mean, so too much. Before I move over, the funny thing I saw last year was this is funny. Full disclosure, my man was doing a Zoom in his boxers and a T-shirt. Keep that in mind. He stood up and his weed popped out.
We sit down too long, we forget.
Let's just say that I didn't want to see that joker weed whacker. I know his wife was disappointed in whatever he had. Whatever he had, the wife disappointed in. The wife,
the wife was disappointed. Everybody probably said, no.
Hey, the wife was like, yeah, it's unusable. It's untenable now. I can't use it no more.
Right.
Now, I saw on your page you a Dallas Cowboy fan. Tell me about that fandom of the Dallas. I used to be a Cowboy fan, but I got smart.
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. I'm born and raised in Dallas, so I've always been told, you know, you didn't live nowhere else, so you got to go. Win, lose, or draw, you go for your team. So, Cowboys it is.
Cowboy fans travel like crazy.
Now, hey, we America's team. What can we say?
America's, it's funny.
America's team.
See, I don't like y'all owner.
I mean, hey, what's wrong with Jerry?
He has a mentality I don't like. Like, you do what I tell you to do, darky. That mentality he has, I don't like it. I see it all over him.
I gotta stick beside him.
I like that joke right there. Be like, y'all do what I say. I am the owner, Jerry Jones. y'all will do what I say. You know, I'm like, yeah, this dude crazy. Dude is crazy. You got a visitor.
Right.
With you.
My goodness.
You got you a guest representative of what is he or she's name?
This is Domino.
Domino. Mm-hmm. Like Domino's Pizza.
No, like Domino, like you play dominoes.
Hit slap the table. I got you, Domino. I feel you. I feel you. Tell me about the Dallas nightlife, Tiffany. You know, I hear a lot of stuff about Dallas, the nightlife. Tell me a little bit about it. How is it down there in the Metroplex for us to go out and have a good time?
We have a lot going on for our ages. And that's all week long is something. All the way, 7 days a week, you can find something to do. Whether it's a cool bar or you want a full out club. Of course, we got all the hookah lounges going on. So we pretty much got quite a bit going on in Dallas. And Sunday is a whole nother beast in Dallas. So
I've been to the Aston Improv. I've been out there before. Aston Improv.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been out there
before. One of the comedy shows.
Yeah, when we come to Dallas, we stay by the arena.
Okay.
And whatever the hotel is by the arena, we stay up in that hotel by the arena.
Mm-hmm. The W? Or
yes, there you go. Mm-hmm. When we stay in right by the arena, it's we there and we out. But yeah,
right, makes sense.
You know, I like this. If we have a day or two, if it's a day now, so I'll sneak out and do something else. But mainly, mm-hmm. I'm in the hotel room. I'm in the arena. I'm gone. But
right, everything's the,
yeah. I like Dallas. You know, a lot of people that similar to me. It's not quite Atlanta, but it'll do.
I mean, you know,
we
kind of neck and neck now. We kind of with Atlanta now.
You know, I like coming to the 214 and the 469. I like coming out there and having a good time, you know. But yeah, it's fun, man. Like, you know, it's fun to come out there and see the people who are like me. And how is it being with people moving to Dallas that's like us? The demographics are changing in Dallas. More people like you and I out there. Latinos, Hispanic bands moving in. How is it seeing more and more of us in the area as it browns up out there?
You said, how is it?
Yeah, we want people like us come moving in that area. Make it more browner.
I mean, it happens, but it's not a lot. You know, it's no, you know, I don't think it's no big deal. I haven't seen it a big deal as we start moving into what's supposed to be this area or this area.
I hear that. You know, here is like,
yeah, we comfortably go in. Yeah, we here now. We're here.
No doubt. Yeah, no, I hear that. And tell me this, what is your favorite dish to prepare for yourself?
It's gotta be some pasta.
Okay.
I love pasta, so that's my first thing I'm gonna go to. Whether it's, and I'm gonna put out whatever kind of meats in it. Yep.
Nice pasta. Okay.
I love pasta, but it just doesn't like me. So, you know, I have to kind of understand that it's just too much starch.
I hear that. Now, dessert wise, are you a cake, cookie, or you don't do any, or you just do it for other people?
I don't even do desserts. I said I would maybe learn one or two desserts, but I don't even get into the baking. And I'm not
Gotcha.
a sweet person. I may take a piece of chocolate or whatever, but as far as cake, maybe some cheesecake, but I'm
Okay.
not a sweet person, so I don't do much of the baking. I don't do any baking.
Gotcha. Okay. We'll see my opportunity for you getting that baking cake. I know
I
you might, it might not
know.
be for you, but other people love them some
Right.
sweets.
Yeah, they were like, you know, can you add a piece of cake or something? So I'm gonna learn to cook one or two, and they just gonna have to go with that for now. Those are your options. You want
Yo,
cookie
my
with
yeah, the dessert I
the
make is them
icing on
dinners. What's the deal? Had that little brownie with the brownie be in the middle of the day, the dadgum
Yeah,
dinner. You
exactly.
gotta avoid the dadgum mashed potatoes or the mac and cheese ruining the dadgum brownie. Whatever that meal is, I forget what they call. I ain't had one in years, thank God. But I remember them dinners.
Right, them table what is it, TV dinners or
Yeah,
something?
well, they be hot. It's like the surface of the sun so hot. Them that gum brown, like the meat be cold, but that gum brownie be hot as.
That, yeah.
I don't know what it is about it. That gum brownie be hotter than the meat and the supposed vegetable. You know?
Right, whatever that is.
Yeah, those days. I remember those days when I was broke as a graveyard shift man.
Right.
Well, I ain't had no money. You know, like,
Had to go get what you could.
get for real. Like, how the
You
hell is
can.
that good probably hotter than anything else that I got? What the hell? Like,
That meat.
it was funny. Like, that is very, very funny. So
Yes.
tell me this, before we wrap up here, what do you have coming up for as events that people should look out for, and how should they book you to come for be a private chef or meal plan or catering? How should people do that for you?
So I'm on for Instagram. You can inbox me at chef underscore coke bottle. I'm on TikTok, chef underscore coke bottle. Everything is chef underscore coke bottle. You can I got a couple of events that I'm being a vendor for. I know I have an all black event this weekend at the Lofty Places on this Sunday. I can share the Eventbrite. It'll be on my page, as well as I know I'd have a skate rink party, 70s party that's coming up. I'll have the event right up on my social media as well. You got Taste of Tiffany. It's also on Instagram, so you can go there and inbox me, and I'll send over my information to Private Chef or Meal Prep.
Now, well, I got a follow-up question for you. So, say if we're in Atlanta, do you ship food out, or is this I gotta be local to get your food?
I mean, I am a traveling chef, so I can come to you, but I do not ship food. I've done it before, but I really prefer it to be more fresh. I really prefer to do it
Okay.
there versus just shipping it. I haven't gotten that down pat yet.
Okay, yeah, I said follow up. I know I will get asked this little question myself by my listeners. So I want to follow up and ask
Yes,
because they're
I'm
like,
getting there, but I'm
does
not
she
there
ship
yet.
food out?
Right, I'm not there yet with the packaging, but I'm getting there. I've tried a couple of different ways, so it's coming.
No doubt. If you are in Dallas, Metroplex area, hit her up, Chef Coke
Yes.
Bottle, get you a private meal. Don't pay Ruth Chris when you pay her.
No, let me do it. I got you.
Ruth Chris, you're paying for a name.
Right, exactly.
I'm not paying $200 for two steaks before I even get started. Ain't happening.
Right, you're
I've
right.
never eaten there in my life. I went there one time. So I saw the price of the menu. I'm walking right back out. And somebody said, "Are you broke?" Nah, I ain't
No,
stupid.
that's not
I ain't paying
right.
for a name.
area, right?
And I'm not paying for a name, and I'm like, I'm good. I can go. This is a cell phone bill. This is a bill.
Oh, exactly.
Like my phone bill and my light bill and water bill are cheaper than and all this. Man, this is a bill. I nope.
Right, for some food.
Hey, see, in Atlanta, some dudes, it's funny, they don't have a pocket pizza, but they'll take the girl out the roof for just to impress her.
And then what? That's gone. The food gone.
Well, see.
Now she going to want you to take her again.
Exactly. Look, you guys said your modest expectations.
Right. Now she's stuck on it.
Yeah, there's some of your cats in Atlanta, they just set lofty ones, right? Mm-hmm. Then when you come down a notch, looking like you a buster.
Right.
I said, look, yeah, I said something, a good baseline.
Mm-hmm, that you can, you're right.
And if she judging you off where you take a lead, then she ain't the one for you.
Right.
This is about the connection and vibe.
Of course.
And go from there. Sure. But I try to teach these young brothers out here in Atlanta these things, but they tell me that I'm too old school.
They not listening.
I did
an interview earlier, and I was like, yeah, it's just stuff that these guys now, they don't know, like, what side of the street they supposed to walk on, or you got to open a door, you know?
Speaking of that, let's talk about that a little bit. Like, you know, for you and your business, I'm pretty sure, like, it's difficult. I know I catch hell because I don't know if you want me for me or you want me because of what I do.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. My quandary.
Right.
How's it for you on your side of the equation?
I mean, it's the same. I just have to, that's why I've been I just have to weed out and try to figure it out, try to scope it out to see, are you for this? Are you for, like, what exactly are you wanting?
Yeah. Like, it was fun. It's funny, Tiffany, one time, I'm going to just say her name, but the gal on day one asked me for tickets to Atlanta Hawks game. Day, I said, I know what you want already.
Exactly. Yep.
Oh, you want Hawks tickets. This is about getting some Hawks tickets from me.
Right. Can you fix me a meal? You going to pay for it? Need you to, I'm ready to taste you. Can I taste your food? Taste it. Yeah, you could pay for it, you know?
It's hilarious when I see people's angles. It's like, really, that's your angle?
Right. You gonna come in like that? You ain't gonna let me.
You can't even decode it. You can't even disguise your angle. How we gonna be day one? You asking for a perk already?
Yes.
I'm like, you ain't even my lady. We I have nothing invested in you to even to say this. Say okay, this.
Right.
Or, hey, how you doing? You got any more of them tickets to the concert? You can, like, how about good? Hey, Jay, are you alive, Jay? You breathing, Jay?
Right.
Anything, Jay?
They straight to it now.
Like, look, you know, I used to do a dating segment on this show. It was funny because I would have folks caught. Send me their problems. I answer them on the air.
Mm-hmm.
I retired that segment because I've grown in my path. But hearing the scenarios I would hear were hilarious. Like, for real? You thought it was okay?
Right.
Like, how you gonna bring your homegirl on a date with this brother who don't even know her, your homegirl, wouldn't pay for your homegirl? Really?
Wow.
If he a real man, he would have paid.
Well, everybody, no, that ain't how that works.
He was there to see you.
Exactly.
And you bought a third wheel.
And now I'm supposed to, no.
Like, what we do? So, yeah, Tiffany, it's funny you say that.
Another conversation.
It's funny you say all that kind of stuff right there is funny. Cause I
right. Etiquette.
I just have these talks on the show here a lot in the past because folks just don't understand.
No.
Hey, Tiffany, thank you for your time tonight. It was fun to talk to you. Hopefully I'll see you when I come to your town in about a month's time and we can see what's going on. And you come around and let me know, all right?
I sure will. Thank you.
Hey, have a blessed night. Thank you for your time tonight again.
Okay, you too.
All right, bye now.
Bye-bye.